Nolte, 2018 Eating While Black Incident Exposed as One More Race Hoax. By John Nolte on February 25, 2021. Back in 2018, Umu Kanut, a black psychology student at Smith College in Massachusetts, made a false allegation of racism. Naturally, the college immediately embraced the accusation as fact, and now numerous lives have been destroyed. It gets worse. Even though an independent investigation cleared everyone of wrongdoing all the way back in October of 2018, only now is it being reported that this was yet another race hoax. Only now, after our fake media presented the hoax to the public as gospel and never followed up with the truth. What happened was this. Kanut was eating in a closed area of the college when a security guard questioned why she was in an unauthorized area. That's it. In response, she leapt to social media to accuse a bunch of people of racism. Complete with their names and photographs, including people who had nothing to do with anything. And the university and the fake national political media went wild with it. I don't link fake news, but here are some of those headlines. Knlal, Smith College student who was racially profiled while eating, says the incident left her so shaken she can't sleep. Washington Post, Smith College employee called police on black student eating lunch. New York Times, all I did was be black, police are called on college student eating lunch. Boston Globe, after police encounter, an uneasy return to Smith College. The whole thing has now been exposed, just like almost all racist incidents, as a fabricated hoax. Racism had nothing to do with anything. Kanut was in a closed area where no one was supposed to be. A security guard, who was instructed to do so, merely asked what she was doing in an unauthorized area after a janitor, who also was doing what he was told, alerted security to her presence. This is all that happened. A janitor, who was in his 60s and poor of sight, and had worked at Smith for 35 years, was emptying garbage cans when he saw a figure reclining and eating alone, in a far corner of the canteen which was supposed to be closed. Campus police had advised staff to call security rather than confront strangers on their own, so the janitor called security. Naturally, the fascists who run the left-wing, $80,000-a-year college, including the university president, declared everyone involved a racist by immediately apologizing to Kanut. Then, this poor, innocent janitor was put on a paid leave. Then, Jackie Blair, who worked in the cafeteria and who had nothing to do with any of this, was falsely accused of being the racist who called security on Kanut. Where did this false accusation come from? It came from Kanut, who published Blair's name and photograph on Facebook with the words, "This is the racist person." Blair now says she was harassed afterwards and the stress worsened her lupus to where she ended up in the hospital. Again, she played no role in any of this. Then, Kanut used her Facebook page to falsely accuse a second janitor, Mark Potanod, of the same, even though he wasn't even on campus at the time. And so, after 21 years of service, Potanod ended up quitting over the stress of the false accusation. But only after the college forced him to attend humiliating classes about race and intersectionality. In fact, this fascist university responded to an obvious hoax by forcing all its employees to attend this humiliating racial training, which resulted in the biggest piece of fallout, Jody Shaw's very public resignation. Shaw is a white, left-leaning woman who worked in Smith's residential life department. She says she was forced to resign this week due to Smith becoming a racially hostile environment that demanded she admit to white privilege and work on my so-called implicit bias as a condition of my continued employment. Shaw's resignation letter has gone viral, which is the only reason we are finally being told the truth about this all being a hoax. Kanut lied about this being a racial incident in the same way, and in the same state, where people once lied about other people being witches. And the outcome of New Salem was exactly the same. The accuser is believed, the accused receive no due process and are ruined. The woke Hitler youth are on the march and no one is safe. Not even those who were not on campus at the time. The good news is that there is so little racism in America, the woke Hitler youth are forced to fabricate hoaxes. So I was lounging around enjoying lunch at my $80,000-a-year university feeling all the racial oppression, when someone deserves to be sued for defamation. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.